Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Grammy Award-winning violinist Anne Akiko Myers is renowned for her performances of the classical canon, from Bach to Beethoven. But the California native is also admired as a champion of many of today's most important living composers, having commissioned works by Philip Glass, Arvo Pärt, Jennifer Higdon, and many others. This week, Myers will perform one of her most celebrated commissions, Fandango by Arturo Marquez, with the Modesto Symphony in two Valentine's Day-themed concerts. Cap Radio's midday classical host, Jennifer Reason, spoke with the violinist and has a preview.
Hi, I'm violinist Anne Akiko Myers.
All right, let's jump right in. How did you get your start in music? What led you to the violin? Why the violin?
It was forced on me. No, I'm kidding. My mother read about how important it is on a baby's development to listen to music. And so she played a lot of music for me when I was actually in utero and started actually studying violin when I was 4 years old. I received a violin and I actually started it upside down. And my father flipped it around and said, you know, it goes this way. And I'm still to this day trying to figure it out. But
you went from that to playing an extraordinarily special violin, if you don't mind telling us about your individual instrument now.
Currently, I'm playing on this beautiful violin that was made in 1741, and it's older than our country, which is really hard to wrap your head around. It was made by this Cremonese legendary violin maker named Guarneri del Gesù. He made only about 120 or so instruments. Many of them are not in great shape, except for the one that I'm performing on. It belonged to this Belgian composer and violinist who was so in love with the violin, he actually wanted to be buried with it. Thankfully, he was not.
Yeah, right. I was gonna say, and take it with him forever. How did you come about getting it?
It's a combination of philanthropists and foundations and luck, you know, landing one of these historical antique instruments that are used on a daily basis, which is, I can't think of another profession that relies on these instruments to that degree. It's really like walking with a Matisse or, you know, a Monet on my back and just constantly kind of worrying about its condition and bringing it to the next generation of performers so it lasts another 300 years.
I have to ask you about the music you'll be performing here with Modesto, but before we get to that, your family, of course, was displaced in the fires. I'm wondering how you guys are doing with that, how you're handling it. What? Thank God the violin wasn't part of that tragedy, but what role has music played for you as maybe you've started to move past it now that it's been a year or so?
Yeah. Well, I mean, a really special work was created because of that tragedy. And it was written by Eric Whitaker. It's called The Pacific Has No Memory. And I've been performing this work a lot, and it's very, very soothing and deeply emotional. You know, it's just amazing how music can really heal and help you transcend and just kind of see things in a different perspective.
Thank you.
But, you know, this music that I'm going to be playing with the Modesto Symphony is really something very, very uniquely special. And it was written by Arturo Marquez. He's a genius composer. And I reached out to him years ago with this crazy idea to write a violin concerto with some traditional Mexican folk themes and mariachi kind of inspired music throughout it. And he was very intrigued with this whole idea and wrote me back saying that he would love to try to write a violin concerto. And it's only 5 years old, but I have performed it over 40 times, you know, with 16, 17 different orchestras. It's won 2 Latin Grammys. It's really just, it's lightning. People will just dance up in their chairs when they listen to it. And also, it's very soulful. It just has such a combination of emotions throughout it. And it's just always so much fun to play.
I'd love to imagine your old special violin interpreting that kind of music in particular. What a wonderful turn of history.
Absolutely. That always does run through my head. Like, how extraordinary that you could have this instrument that's still in magnificent condition really help me reach new heights with my playing. And then to have somebody like Arturo Marquez write this very virtuosic music. You know, it runs about 35 minutes long, and it's a real tour de force. I mean, it's a workout for me, and I'm always kind of, you know, limping off stage after I finish. Yeah, because it's a full-on sprint for 35 minutes straight.
Speaking of commissioning, you commission a lot. It's not just this work or the wonderful Eric Whitaker work you mentioned. Why is it important to commission, to add to the canon in this way?
I love and thrive on working with living composers. You know, they just have so much to say. There's a story to be told with each composer and their beautiful imaginations and what they bring to the manuscript paper. You know, you just never know what's going to happen. So there's a definite risk involved, but it's just so fascinating to me just to see what a composer can come up with.
I think it's important for audiences today to remember that all of the composers that are now the canon were once the new composers. They were on the forefront. They were trying new things. And we forget that. And I think people like you who are contributing to the canon for the future are so important, especially with composers that are bringing mariachi flavors. That's going to appeal to an audience who hasn't seen themselves reflected on the classical stage, potentially.
And the thing is, like with Arturo's music, I mean, you feel like you've heard this music your entire life, you know, and to create something like that, that just feels so old world, but also so fresh and new at the same time, it's like, wow. And it just brings in new audiences for sure.
I love that you said that because that does dovetail perfectly into my next question as far as exposing to wide, larger audiences. Our audience loved that you were on Tiny Desk. That's a huge exposure for classical music. They don't usually have a classical violinist standing there with a 300-year-old instrument. Tell us about that experience.
It was so much fun. I mean, it was just so surreal to see those bobbleheads in person. And, you know, you get called over the system at NPR. It's like, okay, today's, flavor is... Anna Kiko Meyer is playing with Max Levinson. It's like, wow, oh my God. And you just get, you know, very short 15 minutes, but everyone stops in their tracks and they tune in and they listen. And it's like, wow, I mean, everybody needs music, you know, like it's just such a nice time out.
Do you have any other comments you want to share with us about the upcoming Modesto shows in particular?
Well, I think it's so special that Modesto has scheduled these two concerts, especially on Valentine's Day. So bring your Valentine in and experience this really romantic music that will make you dance and cry and weep and laugh. It's just so much fun to perform. So I'm really looking forward to returning to Modesto with it.
We're looking so forward to having you in our area.
Thank you so much.
That was Cap Radio Midday Classical host Jennifer Reason, talking with Grammy Award-winning violinist Anne Akiko Myers, who is performing concerts this Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. with the Modesto Symphony Orchestra at the Gallo Center for the Arts. We have more information on our Insight page. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. And if you want to join the conversation, send us an email at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Andrew Garcia, Sarit Lashinsky, Ruth Finch, Paul Conley, and editor Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.